I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The lack of news accurately reporting Hurricane Ike damage in Texas may be hampering U.S. outreach. Mark Lewis is with Touch Global, the relief ministry of the Evangelical Free Church of America. Thousands of homes have been damaged. Lack of news about Ike casts an everything's all right perception and few are volunteering. While helping physically is the motivation, Lewis says there's more.
We view the physical work that we do really as a vehicle into relationships, to enable us to connect with people and then to show the love of Christ in a tangible way and then express the love of Christ verbally.
Next, Bible students are taking their lessons to heart and finding ways to change their communities one person at a time. Oasis International's Ambrose Brennan says,
some of our students have initiated a prayer meeting here in Prom, and so they've started some intercessory groups there, and they're having a real good effect, good turnout, and it's kind of grown, and now they're starting another one in the local village. So we got a lot of people that are now praying for us, praying for the center. There were some people who came to the Lord.
Brennan says this could result in new churches and the strengthening of existing churches. And AMG International has a thriving youth ministry in Athens, Greece. This summer, their Cosmo Vision Center got to baptize 6 former Muslims. They held their first teenage games, a sports event that included 100 kids in 4 countries. Teens also got to worship together and share testimonies. In the future, AMG hopes this ministry will include a school where Christian principles can clearly be modeled. Funding is underway. Just go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International's making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD will introduce you to young lives transformed by the power of God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Call 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.